I don't know about you, but I think, I believe and think that the internet should be a safer place. Well, what if I told you that there's a tool that can do just that? A safer internet where you don't have to monitor every single thing that your kids do or that you stumble across, whether it's a fake site or not a fake site. This tool is called BlockP. It blocks adult websites, but also blocks those fake websites that you might say, hey, this domain is for sale, and hackers try to hack all that information or try to scam people out of the information. It also protects, and it uses AI to protect against other malicious stuff and other garbage that people may stumble across the web. And you know, I thought to myself the other day, why is the internet not a safer place? Well, it's because there's money involved, and some kind of certain content drives more money. Everything has to do with money. And what I like about this tool is that it uses AI to built into the tool, so there's no false positives, and it's the only tool that lets you password set a Chrome extension or even or an Android app settings, etc., so you can bypass it easily. Give it a try. Go to BlockP and download on Google Play or iOS or in your web browser on whatever web browser you use, and let them know what you think of the tool. They always listen to your feedback, etc. Great company, and they have great things ahead of them, etc. Take them out. Take a test one, check it out. It's free, and let me know what you think. And it's called BlockP. Go check them out.
Welcome to Crazy Fitness Guy Healthy Living Podcast, where we strive to motivate people who are on the autism spectrum to live healthy lifestyles. If you think this podcast is only for people who are autistic, then think again. Whether you are autistic or not, we have a mix of content from healthy living to everything in between that makes up a balanced and healthy life. Autism is our backbone, and we strive to support the autism community by motivating, inspiring, and educating everyone about what autism is. Please welcome your host, Jimmy Clare, who is a motivational speaker, autism advocate, author, and founder of crazyfitnessguide.com.
Not to say hypothetically, I'm not going to name any names, but this podcaster, I wanted on my show, they said, let me know when you reach over 100 plus podcast episodes. And I asked that person, like, does it even matter? My show grows every single day. And there's some people in the group who said yes, and some people said no. The guy Alex, who runs PodMatch, said he used to do such a thing like that before he gets to the chair to see how serious the person was. But, you know, if I was a guest to go back to see him when they started their podcast, so I started mine in April 12th, 2020, and I'm almost 5 years into it, I would likely guess that this person, meaning me, I would go guest on my own show due to that math. And it's like, okay, even though he's releasing monthly, you know, I would say, well, he's been consistent monthly, so he's probably going to most likely stay. just logically thinking, but I don't know your opinion. I was just curious, what are your thoughts on that? Because it's like, do you have to reach 100 episodes before somebody like that would consider going on your show?
I saw that post. You're good. I will absolutely, you're not going to name any names. I will not name any names out of respect for you. But that ticked me off. Because here's how I look at this whole thing. I've gone on podcasts as a guest that are in like episode 5. and they have maybe 10 downloads per episode. Okay. And they're like, hey, will you come on my podcast and talk about whatever it is? Of course, I'm going to go on that podcast. Number one, I'm helping that podcaster. Okay. Number two, that podcaster is taking their time, using their resources, using their platform, no matter how many people are on it, and no matter how many episodes they have, to interview me. They're putting me out as an expert in whatever my field is. They're letting me talk my talk, and they're sending me a link to it when we're done. They're giving me a free piece of marketing for me and my business. I don't care if they've got five listeners. It's a free piece of marketing. I can take that and I can send that all over my own socials. I can send it to all of my own people. I can put it in my own email and my own mailing list and say, hey, check this out. This was a great interview. I got to talk about this topic and this topic. And it's a whole new person who's got me on their show. Okay? They're doing me a favor by interviewing me. And when people turn that around and go, well, you know, you're not big enough for me to be on your show, I don't give that person a second thought. I'm like, you know what? Sorry you feel that way. Move on. I will never call that person again either because they don't get it. They just don't get it. You know what I mean? They think that they're important enough to be in front of an audience of thousands or hundreds of thousands or whatever they think it is. You know what? Good luck. Go on Joe Rogan. Because whoever you think you are, Mr. I want to wait till you get 100 episodes, I'll bet Joe Rogan's not knocking on your door asking you to be on his podcast. So I'm offering to do you a favor and you're being pompous, pardon me, but, you know, fool like that. Goodbye. Have a great day.
Thanks for tuning into Crazer Fitness by Healthy Living Podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, please leave us a review. Your reviews help us be discovered by more people all over the world. Make sure you subscribe to our podcast so you get notified of every new show. In the meantime, please connect with us on social media at Crazer Fitness Guy and follow Jimmy Clare at Jimmy Clare Speaker or Jimmy Clare Speak. While you wait for another brand new episode, please go check out crazyfitnessguy.com. Check out the latest blog posts, events, sales, and more. Hope to see you again next time.
Hydro Flask is the best water bottle, in my opinion, because it keeps my water nice, cold, and refreshing throughout the day. And yes, I do drink a lot of water throughout the day, so even though it stays colder for longer, I still like having a reusable water bottle like Hydro Flask because it just sits on my desk and it reminds me, hey, you gotta drink water. And Hydro Flask, it keeps it cold longer, which makes me want to drink more water throughout the day because, you know, there's nothing worse than drinking warm water. Go to hydroflask.com and use the link in the show notes. And yes, I do get a small commission from Hydro Flask, so which also helps support the show. So tell them I sent you, use the link below. And yeah, check out hydroflask.com for more information.